It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Farad. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Ramadan began about 10 days ago. A guest tells us about the event and how to support Muslim community members while they're fasting.
First, lawmakers in the state assembly may have reached an impasse when it comes to Wisconsin's next budget.
Among the issues facing lawmakers are disagreements over transportation funding, money for schools, and more. And disagreements among Republicans at the state capitol are complicating matters in the legislature.
Laurel White is with us now. She's the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Laurel, where does the state budget stand right now?
Well, we had a pretty interesting day in the Capitol today with a lot of back and forth, and the real focus today was K-12 education funding. So the Assembly GOP actually released their plan, their kind of standalone plan for K-12 education funding in Wisconsin today, and it departs from what the governor proposed in his budget in some pretty important ways. It spends about $90 million less than the governor proposes in his budget, which is a pretty important point because the governor has been traveling around the state for the past several weeks promoting his education budget. It's a really marquee issue for him in this budget cycle. He's proposing about $640 million in education funding increases. Of course, that's not just K-12. That includes like the UW system and other elements of what the state pays into education. But Assembly Republicans coming out and saying that they want to spend $90 million less than the governor is a pretty big departure. So we got that information today, and that started kind of another spiral of disagreement, you might say, on an important part of the budget.
Well, and in terms of how the assembly wanted to help offset that reduction from the governor's plan, it involves raising taxes.
It does. So one of the important parts of the Assembly Republican plan is to allow what they're calling frugal or low spending school districts to raise property taxes. So right now there are revenue limits on school districts across the state. It's about $9,100. So what the Assembly GOP plan would do would raise that revenue limit to $9,800. And they say that that's going to help districts that really have been spending much less than others across the state to increase their funding and just have more of an investment in education. But this property tax disagreement is really thorny, and it kind of ties into other things that the governor has been talking about in terms of how property taxes and other taxes play into things like the transportation budget, for example. So we're really getting to the point in the state budget where you're noticing how things are very connected, and all the things that we're discussing right now are connected in very important ways, and they're touching on a lot of the areas of disagreement.
Well, and school funding, one right now and the other, which has been sort of the elephant in the room, but it is one everybody's talking about, is transportation funding and how failure to come to an agreement on that has been sowing discords within the Republican Party.
That's right. So the governor has been doing kind of some kind of reminiscent of his trips around the state that I talked about his investment in education. He mentioned the other day, I think he's done about 40 or 50 stops on his education budget around the state. Reminiscent of that, he started doing stops around the state about the transportation budget now. And he has these big placards that say, get it done. And that's his message, is let's get this transportation budget done. Let's not go past the June 30th deadline, because that would impact some projects that we have going on. Essentially, let's just take my budget proposal and run with it. So he's going public in a way about the transportation budget that he had been going about the education budget in recent weeks, which is interesting.
We're talking with Laurel White right now, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, and she's giving us an update on the impasse in the state assembly and senate over the proposed state budget. And Laurel, raising taxes. So you said education was a marquee item for the governor this year. So is the pledge to not raise taxes. And when we look at education, at least the assembly's plan, and when we look at some of the disagreement over the transportation budget, both of these issues also touch on taxes. Can you unweave that for us a little bit?
Sure. So I'll do the transportation budget first because it's a little bit easier to explain at this point. And then I can get into the K-12 funding and taxes that we got some more information on today, which is pretty interesting. So the tax hang-up in regards to the transportation budget is really that Assembly Republicans in particular want the governor and others to consider raising the gas tax or vehicle registration fees. And they really want to do that because they want to spend more money on road construction projects and road repairs, and they also want to lower the level of bonding or borrowing that the governor has in his budget. So the governor has been very adamant about the gas tax in particular. He's gone so far as to say that he would veto a budget that has a gas tax increase in it. It took him a little bit longer to get that specific about the vehicle registration fee issue, but now he's come out and said that he certainly doesn't support that either. So kind of those new revenue opportunities that Assembly Republicans have floated have been quashed essentially by the governor and many Senate Republicans. So there's that tax issue for the transportation budget. Now, where education is concerned, it gets a little bit wonkier because what's going on with education funding, interestingly, the proposal that we saw today from Assembly Republicans would actually lower property taxes. So they would lower property taxes from the level that property taxes are today. And they're really touting this plan as, you know, its ability to do that. But that does not meet a standard that the governor has set as he's traveled around talking about this budget. He actually wants property taxes to be below 2014 levels. So we're working here essentially with how much property taxes should be lowered. The governor wants to meet a standard in 1 year. And Assembly Republicans seem to be fine with meeting a standard of, hey, it's at least lower than right now. So we're working on a property tax reduction no matter what, at least as of what it's looking right now. But it's how much lower is it going to be?
Now, looking at the state's budget writing committee, John Nygren, who's on that committee, has said that he wants to go to bat for rural schools and low-income schools. So how might that preference play out?
Yeah, so he did say, I think he said yesterday that he could be, quote, pretty stubborn about some of these changes. And I think what he's referencing there when he's talking about supporting rural schools is lifting that revenue limit, because a lot of the rural districts in the state have stuck with that 9,100 revenue limit. And the Assembly GOP plan, as I mentioned before, would lift that to 9,800. So I think Representative Nygren saying that he could potentially be pretty stubborn about this assembly plan could be challenging, because interestingly, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald actually issued a statement on the assembly GOP plan before it was even completely rolled out. It was about 5 minutes before the press conference from Assembly Republicans, and Senator Scott Fitzgerald released a statement that said, I'll just go ahead and read it if you don't mind. He says, the state Senate remains committed to fully funding K-12 education as Governor Walker proposed in his administrative budget. We'll continue to look for ways to support low spending districts, but a proposal that raises property taxes and picks winners and losers within our school districts is a move away from the position of both the governor and the Senate Republican caucus. The assembly package that was endorsed today is simply not the direction that this budget is headed. So very strong language there from Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald denouncing the plan before it was even officially rolled out. And you'll notice his language there. He said raises property taxes. So I think Assembly Republicans would push back and say this does lower property taxes from current levels. But again, it's not lowering them to those 2014 levels that the governor is interested in. So we have some really stark disagreements happening between not only the governor and the assembly, but the Senate and the assembly.
So what happens in a scenario like this, Laurel, where you have Republicans in the Senate and the assembly at odds with each other, seemingly both sticking by their individual plans? What sorts of moves could we expect to see next?
Well, there was a little bit of discussion yesterday about the Senate actually breaking out and doing its own budget. which would be something that we certainly haven't seen, at least in recent years. And that kind of came up because the Joint Finance Committee, so Senate and Assembly, their representatives on the Finance Committee were scheduled to meet today. And they weren't actually able to hold that meeting because there was some kind of behind the scenes disagreements, and they'll only come out and vote on things when they've generally been agreed upon. So Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald was asked about this lack of a meeting today. And he said, you know, I'm optimistic. I'm hoping that the Finance Committee will be able to meet as scheduled on Thursday. But if they're unable to meet then, we might need to consider breaking the budget away from committee and working on our own fiscal plan. Because he said his exact words would be, if they don't meet on Thursday, then we're in a rougher spot than I thought we were. So this is language, this is a concept that is really pretty unique. As I mentioned before, we haven't seen this in recent years. And Speaker Voss from the Assembly weighed in on this today and used pretty strong language. He said that the senator saying that they might do their own budget over in the Senate was essentially a threat to the Assembly. And Speaker Voss said, I'm not going to make threats. If the Senate wants to do that, that would be really unfortunate. So, and Speaker Voss reiterated shortly after he said that, that he really wants to get together, the Assembly really wants to get together and meet and discuss issues like transportation and K-12 funding with the Senate. But we certainly haven't gotten any indication, at least officially, that those meetings are scheduled at this point.
Well, we'll be watching what happens. And of course, the governor has that veto pen. Laurel, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White, State Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She was with us to give us an update on the impasse over the proposed state budget.